The food service industry is a volatile one. Turnover in establishments can approach 100% in just a few years. 2017 was an active year for restaurant openings and closures. WGLT's Charlie Schlenker talks with Larry Carius, who writes about the Bloomington Normal restaurant scene on Facebook. Carius says 2018 has started out with significant activity as well.
We've had several that have opened since January 1st already. Zen Express is a sushi bowl restaurant on North Main in Normal. It's on the corner of Orlando and Main Street. It's in the former Pizza Hut. Who Hot Mongolian Barbecue opened. They don't like to hear me say it, but essentially it's very similar to a flat top grill. Except I think when people go there, it's a little nicer, has a larger selection. And this is a smaller chain that is becoming very popular.
Where are they?
They're located adjacent to the north of TJ Maxx. One that has just opened about 3 weeks ago is the Donut Experiment.
Isn't that in Morrissey Crossing?
Or as some of us old-timers still call it, Brantville. The Donut Experiment, I think, is a very interesting story. A woman from the Atlanta McLean area, when she and her husband and family were vacationing in Florida. A couple years ago, they came across a donut shop called the Donut Experiment. When she came home, she started to investigate about getting a franchise. When the shop opened a couple weeks ago, it was the result of 2 years' work, and they are doing very well out there.
Maple bacon donuts, nothing to sneer at.
That was my favorite. I think I've had two of them so far, and I'm not really a donut person, but those were very, very good.
There's a new Indian restaurant in town, too.
Yes, it's one that just opened toward the end of the year. It's called Aroma, and it is in the former Happy Hour location on El Dorado Road in Bloomington. A couple things I found interesting about this was not only do they have the Indian food from all regions of India, but they also have a few menu items that they call their Indochina menu items.
Who are the recent closures?
Well, we had one big closure and actually a couple smaller closures. Swinger's Grill, located on the far west side of Bloomington, where the driving range is, they closed. I knew they were struggling out there maybe the last year or so, but it was quite a surprise when they did decide to close. Another place that closed was one of my absolutely favorite restaurants, PT's Barbecue on Clinton Street. I thought that their brisket sandwiches and their pulled pork sandwiches were absolutely the best in town. I don't live too far from there, and I enjoyed their sandwiches, and I was very disappointed when they closed. When people go out to the Eastland Mall food court, there's only two restaurants left open in the food court, and that is because Quenchers, the smoothie place that's been there for several years, that closed about the middle of January.
Who's still hanging on?
Great Steaks hanging on, and then there's Kobe's, which is out there, that's been out there for several years. They're still open.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. We're talking about the Bloomington Normal restaurant scene with Larry Carius. There were some significant anniversaries over the course of the year.
We've had two recent ones. Cafe Italian, I always try to give them a plug. Locally owned. Frank Composto does a great job there. He's just celebrated 6 years, which in the restaurant business is actually quite a long time, and I think he's doing pretty well out there. Another one, Winner's Bar, which is on South Center Street in Bloomington. Dave Engel, the owner of Winner's, has just celebrated 35 years there. And 35 years in the bar business is a long time, Charlie.
That is. How's he managed to do that?
I'm not sure. I think he enjoys it.
The restaurant business often results in turnover because people are unwilling or unable to plunk down this significant chunk of change that it takes to refresh a restaurant or an establishment. There were a couple places that did make a big investment.
One who just finished, Joe's Station Pizza out at College Hills Plaza. They just went in there and plunked down $200,000, which is rather a princely sum. They put in an entirely new bar, which is about 20 foot longer than the old one. Their number of tap heads, they've increased from, they formerly had 12 to now they have 30 tap heads. What a lot of people may not realize, when you have that many tap heads, you have to have, in layman's term, special beer cooling lines. They had to double the size of their walk-in beer cooler. They had to put in a glycol cooling system.
It's an antifreeze system, basically, right?
Basically. And I'm not quite sure how it works, but it costs them $30,000.
So you would think that 230 large would be the top investment in town, but it's not so.
Hacienda Leon, that's one place that I'm looking forward to. They're in the building on North Hershey Road, where Ming's Buffet was, where Amravati Indian Buffet was, and they went in there and they absolutely gutted the place except for the kitchen and the restrooms. They threw a figure at me of $250,000. They say this is going to be the only hacienda in town. And I said, well, what exactly is a hacienda? And they kind of looked at me funny, but they said that a hacienda is a very nice gathering place.
Among the 17 restaurants that closed in 2017 include Stolfus Pizza on Linden and the Market Street Bakery after 30 years. Thanks for choosing Sound Ideas on WGLT Normal.